Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschwer, dictating an endoscopy report on patient Eva Fall. Date of birth is 12-6-1981. Date of procedure is May 29, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschwer. Referring physician is Dr. Sanji Desmond. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy. Polypectomy, comma, cold snare, polypectomy. Indication is bloating, comma, personal history of gastric hypoplastic polyp, comma, GIM, comma, personal history of colon cancer. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained for possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or explained to the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care. A well-lubricated lymphedema was introduced into the esophagus, advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenum. Duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, junction, and esophagus. A retroflex view was obtained of the cardiac period aorosection from the stem before duodenoscope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymphedema colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penis or epiphyseal valve, confluence of folds. Period. The terminal. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, and the rectum. Retroflex view was obtained at the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score is greater than 7, 2-3-2, good prep. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. Next line, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 38 centimeters from the body black. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema, worse in the antrum than in the body. Common biopsies were obtained in the antrum body separately for histology and evaluate with history of GIM and for H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies are obtained for further evaluation and histology and to rule out H. pylori, celiac disease. Next line, there was no evidence any polyps in this exam. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston bowel prep score is greater than 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Next line. There was a diminutive transverse colon sessile polyps removal, cold biopsy, polypectomy. Next line. There were two diminutive cecal sessile polyps removal, cold biopsy, polypectomy. Next line. There was an ascending colon diminutive sessile polyp removal, cold biopsy, polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removal, cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding, noted on retroflexion that were small. Next line, there was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. However, patient would like to repeat colonoscopy in 1 to 2 years, given her history. Next line. Would recommend repeat EGD in 3 years, given the history of GIM. Next line. GIM risk factors were discussed. Next line. Follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.